Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I'm so happy to make it to this moment. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Listen, I'm not just saying it. I'm seeing God be faithful in my life. I'm committed because I've never seen someone keep their commitment. God has kept his word to Honey. I am protected. So I serve this call faithfully with arms wide open. And it's all because I've seen greater come in my life. I would not be in the place to continue this podcast without the place that I record, without my daughter uploading. So I want us to take a moment and just give thanks for the people that help put this in motion, because they have to trust my motives with you. And my daughter takes her time to post this. And if you've ever worked with me, for me, then I am pretty intense when it comes to being about my father's business. And so I can give a little attitude. And it's just like, man, listen, I'd rather for God to say a job well done than for God to be waiting for me to get the job done. And so I'm so proud of my daughter for helping me stay consistent and be seen by God to be the one that's reliable. And I can't leave out the Holy Spirit. Because of the Holy Spirit willingness to be my quiet power, I'm able to be the woman of the hour. And so I pray that I never devour the spirit trying to pick up the flesh. But sometimes I do. And guess what? I am rebuked. And I'm always having to come back and crawl to God and say, man, God, help me. Help myself. Because I want to get it right. And so, and also in the acknowledgments, I want to also give credit to the people, the newcomers that in my life, the relationships that have been the keepsakes of allowing me to dump out all of my distress, all of the anguish that comes with this walk. You know, I'm nothing without the team. I'm nothing without the resources around me. I'm nothing without the pastor, the Bible studies that I have, because your girl almost went the other way trying to chase what I thought was good. But God has a plan, and he's so faithful to search my heart and to say, not this time. I have something better for you, honey. Just stay focused. So if you feel like that you may have been discouraged, listen, allow me to encourage you by saying this to you. Increase in wisdom and stature. And that stature is maturity. So just increase in wisdom and maturity. And how I do this, I'm going to break down how I do this. I'm going to give you practical steps of how I remain wise and how I mature. So the first thing first, never deny truth. So when God comes to me and say, if I'm entangled in something, and God say, well, I don't like that. I'm like, yeah, this doesn't look good, huh? Well, God, I like this thing. I love this thing. And I'm pleased by this thing. Even though I know that my ultimate pleasure should be to please you. But God, I don't want to hide from you. I want to show you exactly what I'm up against. And people, I believe this is why God always come for me and rescue me. And he always pry open my hands to remove the temptation. Because I don't go to God and be like, well, it was their fault. Oh, it was this reason why it happened. Or I didn't have this type of upbringing. No, I just go to God and be like, man, something about that forbidden fruit, you know, or that tree of knowledge of good and evil. I want to explore that. So what I'm saying to you is you have to have the maturity to go to God and say, huh, I heard you say that I need to submit myself to you, but I'm not ready to resist the devil. I'm not ready to resist this temptation. I'm not ready to resist the urge of having so much control. Because the wisdom says you need to submit, right? Maturity says that you need to submit. But guess what? Your soul is okay with you being stagnated, right? Your flesh is okay with you compromising. So if God has been tapping you on the shoulder for a while now and you have silenced your spirit man, that means you have allowed God to decrease and for your flesh to increase. So that means you are moving by feelings. You can't trust them feelings. Them feelings are going to make you miss your inheritance. Right? You have to trust the emotions that have you focus in on the mindset to be ready to hear. Because only in active listening can you increase in wisdom and stature. See, in the world, you know, fools can be promoted. Foolish people can be promoted. But in the kingdom, if you want God to stamp his name on you, you have to be willing for God to say, I don't like that. You know, your character is beneath the, it's beneath my idea for you. I have better, but I need you to meet me at better so I can bring you to your best. But what happens is people compromise because they see other people compromising. Now, I'm not saying I don't compromise. There are times when I'm like, man, this Christian walk is tough. What God is asking me to do is to be holy because he is holy. Have you ever tried holiness? Come on, somebody. Right? Jasmine Sullivan has a song say, pick up your feelings. Right? I have my feelings of, God, you asking too much of me. What does that look like being holy? Holiness says, when you read your word, the word I'm speaking of and I'm referencing is the Bible, the Holy Bible. When you are reading the Holy Bible, what does the Bible says is acceptable? And if your spirit is not in alignment, that is unwise. And if it's not wisdom, it's foolish. But a wise person likes instruction and seeking knowledge. A foolish person will have a circle of fools around them who says, hey, I accept you for who you are. No, I don't even want anyone in my circle if they are not willing to call me out. So that's why I've walked alone for so many years. Because I cannot stand bad character. Because bad character corrupts you more than you know. I don't care what someone's driving in. I don't care what they're living in. If they're bad character, I don't want to stand next to them because that treatment, guess what? It is going to get on me one way or another because energy is transferable. And I don't want anything that is wicked to be leaked on my woman, because that's not my intention to be walking around hurting or harming people with my words, my habits, or my ways. I don't want that nearby. So I was willing to walk alone until God vetted women for me. Now, when God sends people in my life, I watch them, right? Are they eagles in the room? Are they people that are influencers? Are they leaders? Are they servant leaders? Right? Because that's wise to care about the conduct of the people that are around you. All right. Don't worry about having all these people in your contacts. Make sure that you're vetting the motives, because guess what? If the devil has his daughter, a incubus, or his son, a succubus, incubus or succubus, next to me, and he says, go befriend honey, and this worker of iniquity is just walking around with me and I'm just watching them, always gossiping, always being a naysayer, and I'm not checking this behavior in private, because God says deal with your brothers and sisters in private. And I'm just watching them tear down people's worlds by speaking death over them every single day. It's on me as a wise person to correct that behavior tastefully. But if that person doesn't want to change that sinful nature, I have to put some separation between us, because who you walk with is how people see you. People judge you by who you associate yourself with. And so I want the people that stand next to me that you don't even think about walking your lazy, tired behind over to us and speaking, you know, speech that is filthy rags. Because no, we're standing in righteous robes. So that's how I carry myself, because a wise person understands that they want to increase in wisdom and revelation and in stature and maturity. So I have weaknesses and I have flaws. So the people around me have to be wise enough to know how to be my wise counsel, to speak life in me, to encourage me. And I have to be wise enough and mature enough to speak in their lives, right? You see how that works? So what I'm coming to tell you guys, it's time for us to increase. The only way that you're going to increase is if you're willing to decrease the size. You have to reduce in size. The circle, your pride, your ego, sometimes even your resources, you being a resource to yourself is damaging. Because the only reason that I can go into a space and be what a space needs is because I willingly accept reduction. Now, we live in a society where everyone wants to make everything bigger, boobs bigger, butt bigger, personality bigger, everything, platforms bigger. But I'm willing for God to give me 20 people and allow me to work with that 20 people. And as their servant leader, there shall now be 20 more servant leaders. Then God to give me 200,000 people. And I'm the leader of that 200,000. And out of that 200,000, I have only changed two. No. Everyone around me shall be sharp. We shall be iron that sharpens iron. And if you are afraid of growth, you cannot stand next to me. There is no reason. Why? Because I'm telling you that I want you, when you come around my circle and you walk in and you sit next to them, that you feel like an idiot when you open your mouth to talk about anything other than growth. And if you're talking about someone, you better be the leader that can change their lives. And if you're not, you need to look around the circle in that room and ask, how can you help me with this? So if you're new to the Here to Grow podcast, listen, I am God's queen, Lady Honey. I am about my Father's business. I don't play with myself. If you have my number and you are associated with me, then you know that that's a good thing. Now, if you are a person and you have access to me and I only bring you in passing, that means you might need you have some cleaning up to do. You have to clean up your thought processes and you have to clean up that treatment to people. Remember, I'm not a person that wants to associate myself with people just because of titles alone. I want to associate myself with people based off character, morals, and values. If you are at the top of a food chain and you don't take care of your kids, I don't care. Because I've been neglected by parents. I know what abandonment feels like. If you are a person that you always overlook the underdog, I don't want to be in association with you because guess what? I was the underdog that God went out of his way to search all over to find me. So I want someone to give an opportunity to an underdog. Why? Because you watch these people every single day. We need to stop putting morons in positions of authority. It's not fair to the community. It's not fair to our society. Put the person that's an underdog, put them around a leader, a servant leader that's willing to groom that person to be the son and daughter that can be used heavily and mightily, because that's exactly what God did with Daniel. God connected him to a chief and to a king that was willing to share their resources to teach. So even though he was in bondage, so even though that person that may be the underdog, they may be attached to poverty, they may be attached to some type of substance abuse or whatever it could be, whatever their stronghold is, still attach that man or woman to a servant leader. Because when you do that, when a person is next to greater, you can't do anything but become greatness. Right? People that I'm associated with, if you come around, you're probably like, why is she associated with them? I'm not there yet. But listen, I live my life with a level of maturity to say, guess what? You have to walk this thing out every single day. I'm becoming more like, you know, the person that's the CFO or CEO of my own organization. So why wouldn't I stand next to someone that's a CEO of theirs? I need to see how this person manages stress, adversity, difficulty. How do they get through a difficult day of someone opposing them? I need to see it. I need to hear it. I don't need to experience it all at once. Because when is my time, I shall be the best leader that you have ever seen. Why? Because I am used to being poured into from my leaders, from my community, from my circle of influence. And these people have been vetted by God before they even made it to Honey. And so when it's time for me to step in into the full identity, my circle is not intimidated because my circle was bigger than I am in the present, but not in the future. Because I'm coming to take over territory. I'm not just coming for one title. I'm coming to speak to people with titles. Come on, somebody. Listen, I know that my God is the creator. So why would I say, God, give me that room? I want the buildings, right? I need the lot. Why? Because I know that there are single mothers out here hurting who are victims of abuse. I know that there are soldiers who are out of their minds. I was out of my mind for over 13 years and no one checked on me as a veteran. So what good is it for me to just be the head of one company? No. I need to be connected to the heads of multiple companies because I'm coming to be a resource for many. And so how I'm able to do that is because I'm willing to increase in wisdom and stature. And in that maturity, guess what? I'm willing to do whatever my servant leaders need me to do. I don't care if the leader asks me to read, I will read. If the leaders that's in my circle ask me to write, I will write. If they ask me to hum, I'm gonna be the best humming sound that they've ever heard. Right? Because David, before he was doing a lot of things, he knew how to play that instrument. You better know how to use all of your talents and treasures. Why? Because you never know what your circle of influence needs from you. And so please don't let me outgrow you, because I will. Don't listen to this and stay the same. Connect yourself with someone and you're like, man, this is insane for me to have this contact. So if that's the direction you're headed, you need to be around someone that inspires you, because when you have inspiration, fear falls off. Procrastination falls off. Your resilience comes up. It flows through you. And guess what? You purge out anything that's coming up against your true kingdom identity. You will not have this if you are around low functioning people, low vibrational people. Now, I don't say this, on a high horse. I'm saying I'm speaking to you as an ant. And when you get that ant bite, that's a bite now. It makes you say, ouch. So I'm one of those ants. I will aggravate you until you become confident. I will aggravate you until you get some self-esteem. I don't want you to be around a queen lady, honey, and you still are a bummy woman. Still yapping and capping about all things that are insignificant. All of that shall fall flat if you are in my presence. Why? Because I really care about you. I really love women. And I don't think there's a person on the planet that can love a woman like I love a woman. Because I have witnessed neglect in this world for women. The way we shun women that give life, we're life givers. So I don't like to see a life giver looking like the walking dead. Get yourself together. I know that you can. I believe that you can. But baby, before you can do what I'm asking you to do, and this is a hard thing, you first have to be connected to the King and agree to righteous living. And so I am God's queen, lady, honey. You have heard from the kingdom because I have the Holy Spirit residing inside of me. You know, in closing, I like to freestyle. And as I freestyle, I want you to think of the last time you truly loved on the person that you say you love. See, I don't give God cheap love. When I come here, I'm giving God expensive love, because I love him so much. I don't care who laughs at me. I don't care what people may say. I'm going to be the best person on earth to love God my very best way I can. So here, join me. All right, Father, I did it again. I did what I didn't think I could do on yesterday. And that was be prepared. But God, I made time for you. Although I was working a job to feed your sheep, I still made sure I crawled into a quiet place in a corner to open up that word so that I could serve the masses. Father, as the breadcrumbs fall, Let every dead thing that lives on the inside of man fall so that it can land at the sounds of your angels speaking that you are holy, 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 holy. God, please don't even remember the last foolish thing we did. Instead of having a heart or a mind of remembrance, cast all of our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. And keep your focus right here, God, because I see what you could do with one son, one beloved. And I know that what you could do with me. And if you just watch me, God, I'll create time for everyone else to repent. And as I created the space, I pray that God, that they find a way to make the most of the opportunity, and that is submitting themselves, therefore, to God and resisting the devil so he may flee. And if he doesn't flee, I shall return to speak the word of God yet again. Guys, I am God's queen, Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.